Email latedebate@rte.ie.
All right, we have a few texts in on this. The religious orders laughing at us is another Fianna Fáil failure. When will the media call this incompetence out, says Richie. We have a texter called Mary who says, why didn't their families look after them? This is presumably the women who went into mother and baby's homes. Why did they wash their hands of them? The religious provided rescue and refuge for those who society, brackets, especially fathers, turned their back on. We shouldn't be picking on those who helped, says Garrow Duffy. And why are we placing the responsibility for the system of mother and baby homes on religious orders who ran them? And Irish society as a whole approved of that system, says another texter. Sending you your keen.
I was going to say, they also created the moral climate where people felt obliged to hand over their babies to these institutions. Mm.
The religious orders, yeah.
Right, OK. We are going to move on because, Senan, this evening, the market's closed in America, tanked again as a result of Donald Trump saying he would absolutely go ahead with reciprocal or revenge tariffs, call them what you like, on China, which would amount to 104% for goods coming on China. It should be pointed out that a lot of large US high street multiples depend on China for supplies, so consumer costs will bear the brunt of this.
And our own tariffs, all EU tariffs from tomorrow, I think, are getting immediate 20% impositions by the United States. Yeah, it looked earlier in the day that the stock markets were there were a few gains indicating that people were hopeful that there would be negotiations even at this late stage. But President Trump seems to have doubled down or quadrupled down yet again, even though people like Elon Musk are urging him to seek a way to achieve zero-to-zero tariff trade between the United States and the EU. So, again, the jury is still out, but the prospects of global depression and recession are still there. Obviously, the tarnisher is going tomorrow to DC, where Agriculture Minister Martin Hayden has already met the Secretary for Agriculture over there, Brooke Rollins. Simon Harris will be talking to Howard Lutnick, who has a low opinion of Ireland and has called us a tax haven, practicing scams. And he'll do his best to convey Ireland's position. But again, in a way, Trump regards himself as a law unto himself, and whether he pays any attention to underlings now is another matter. Certainly he's the most exposed he's ever been, because he cannot blame underlings if he was to suddenly engage in a volte-face, because so it's all down to him, and therefore that makes the situation even more dangerous, and we're lurching from peril to peril, I think.
Okay, Kirikyo, there's an argument to be made, perhaps, that reciprocal tariffs by the European Union should be put on a long pause and let the pressure that will be put on by aghast Americans looking at their pension funds being incinerated and the price of high street products rising, that they should let that do the political heavy lifting and wait before taking any reciprocal action. What would your view be on that? Should Ireland be articulating that point of view in Europe?
I think that is what the Taoiseach is going to try and, or the Taoiseach is going to try and do. We've been very consistent in our position in the EU that we don't want tariffs. The EU Commission will seek agreement from EU member states on countermeasure for steel and aluminium in the coming week. But I think the main point and the main aim at the moment is that they're still trying to strike a fair deal. The big moment, the big Liberation Day in the Rose Garden, has happened. Hopefully now the USA will come to the negotiation table, and we can try and get, as you say, try the hope for the best for 0-0. If we can't get there, keep the lines of communication open. Don't react in a hurry with and get into tit for tat trade war. So I know, as you say, Simon Harris on Taoiseach is on a plane at the moment on the way to Washington. Minister Martin Hayden's already there. This week there was bilateral trade talks. There was a meeting in Luxembourg yesterday with the trade ministers. The trade forum met last Friday. So there's a lot happening to try and prevent the worst for Ireland and for Europe.
All right.
But let's hope that the USA will come to the negotiation table.
Okay. Ultimately, it's a call for the European Commission, Liam Quaid. What would you be advocating the Irish government's approach to the Commission would be?
Well, it's a time of unprecedented chaos and economic sabotage, and I think it's incumbent upon the EU now to basically remain calm and strategic in the eye of this storm. I think any reciprocal tariffs need to be very measured and well thought out. It's a very dangerous scenario that all countries are involved in now, and we have to remember that the US has what's called escalation dominance. Because of the size of their economy, they can raise the stakes higher than anybody else. So I think we need to be very cautious. We welcome the government's all-party engagement on this issue, and we look forward to working constructively between opposition and government. But at the moment, I think the prevailing state that we're in is one of uncertainty. We don't know from one day to the next what way Trump is going to lurch.
Okay, Ray the Cronin.
Yeah, this is it. Like, these Trump tariffs are a complete act of self-sabotage. And as we were saying earlier there, we don't know what Trump is going to do tomorrow. And it's interesting to look at the discontent that's been expressed in the administration itself, actually, over the last few days. And with Americans seeing their pensions going up in smoke and the stock exchange, because a lot of Americans invest in the stock exchange, I think we have to... It is a time for cool heads. We have asked, Sinn Féin have called upon the Taoiseach and the Tánaiste to convene the North-South Ministerial Council. We'd like to see that. I know that our own economy minister up north, Caoimhe Archibald, has met with a lot of the drinks industry today. She was meeting, I think, with the councils as well, and she was meeting with pharma groups there today as well. Right. She's meeting with the American Chamber tomorrow.
Bushmills is a lot better off than some of the brands south of the border.
I think it's really, like, we know what you know, trade. It's an all island.
Would you support Alan Chatter, who wrote a letter to the Irish Independent today, saying that it's a great opportunity for the Irish government behind the back of the European Union to seek equalisation of tariffs on the island of Ireland instead of the 10% for the north and the 20% for the south because it's a member of the European Union?
But
then it would be 10% for the
Under the Windsor framework, the north would be obliged to implement any EU tariffs in any case, regardless of the US treatment of goods going outwards. They'd still be disadvantaged by that, wouldn't they, if there were retaliatory tariffs? So equalisation of treatment only goes one way.
Well, I was interested in Raiders.
Well, I think Alan Chatter has shown a complete disregard for international law, and I don't think we should be breaking any laws around the trade. He's shown disregard for breaking of international law around Gaza and Israel.
Alan Chatter is not here. Alan Chatter is not here to defend himself. I'm sure he would dispute that, and we're not going to put him on the table as the topic for us for the conversation. That's all we have time for this evening. Sean Marin was the broadcast coordinator. Research was by Cormac Burke. Tommy O'Sullivan was in sound. And tonight's programme was produced by Brian Lally. My thanks to all my guests here in studio tonight. Up here next on RT Radio 1, it's Cathal Murray with Late Date.
The Late Debate on RTE Radio 1. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.